Hello everyone, welcome to Leanne's Voice Podcast. Everything you need to know about using your voice for voiceover. So today I wanted to ask you, right, what are you listening to today to help you be a better person, either a better parent, a better professional, just an all over better person for tomorrow? And I wanted to kind of just kind of put this to you. So like, your voice is very powerful, right? What you tell yourself can really determine and affect your mood, your thoughts, your actions. And do you ever think you can do more with your voice? Like, because obviously I've written an ebook, which I've moving into an audiobook, which talks about, you know, how to be an effective voiceover. And your voice can do so many different things. And I just wanted to read you a little sample of my book, I Want to Be a Voiceover Artist, But Where Do I Start? So basically, I go through about 10 or 12 chapters about what voiceover is, getting a coach, your health and stuff. But let me read you a bit of a little sample, chapter one. Here we go. So voiceover is basically acting with your voice. There are a huge amount of voiceovers being used absolutely everywhere. There are voices for adverts, e-learning, explainer videos, ebooks, courses, gaming, animation, in-show narration, presenting, cinema trailers, infomercials, dubbing, phone prompts, audiobooks, voices for toys, podcasts, websites, and in-store display units. This list is not exhausted either, as there are new eras springing up all the time. A voiceover artist has to be able to add life to a script, put a little oomph in it kind of thing. Also, it's essential for a voiceover artist to lift the words off the paper and have the ability to create a real character in your mind and in your heart. A great voiceover artist is able to think on their feet, interpret the words into a realistic character, and be able to give a real heart filled with passion to the voice the script, okay? Then I've got another paragraph. I'm just going to do a little bit of it. It's not all glamorous, though. Some parts of the work are less attractive. So, for example, if you're doing an audiobook, recording your standard, or even sitting for hours and hours of recording, often in a dark room, no natural light, in a studio or in your home studio. So, not ideal circumstances, but it's the end result that you're focused on, you know, which is either a great explainer video, ebook, or voice for an animation piece, or, I don't know, someone's telephony set up, whatever it is, you're just looking to try and finish the goal. So that's a bit of a sample of my ebook, which is out on Amazon, entitled I Want to Be a Voiceover Artist, But Where Do I Start? By Leanne Turner, yours truly. And I'm going to be putting it into an audiobook so that other people who don't want to sit and read or find it a bit of a struggle, which I can definitely understand if your lifestyle is very hectic and you don't have that downtime. I'm moving it into an audiobook, which is going to be available soon, so you can listen to how to become a voiceover artist. But please click on the link on Amazon, and I'm going to be, catch me on my Instagram profile as well, Leanne's Voice, because I'm going to be having links to free samples as well. So of course, I hope you have a great day. Please contact me if you want to ask any questions about voiceover, if you want to get into it, how do you improve, just all these different things, just anything that I know, I'm willing to share with you. Okay, so have a great and amazing day, and thank you so much for listening. Of course, please follow me, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know the drill. And you can email me at leanne@leannesvoice.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.